Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 109 East Oakland Avenue studios, just northeast of the State Capitol building in downtown Lansing, Michigan. And well, this time around, we have an in-studio guest, a guest who has been on the Michigan Business Beat prior to this. Welcome back to the studio, Richard Anderson with Ironfish Distillery.
Hey, Jeff, thank you.
Can you bring us up to speed? Share kind of that basic scope of services and that snapshot history of Ironfish Distilleries.
Well, you know, we're coming up on our third year anniversary, which will be coming up Labor Day weekend, as Michigan's first farm distillery. We renovated or restored a 120-acre farm just about 2 miles south of Crystal Mountain. That's about 30 miles, 26 miles south of Traverse City.
Sure.
And we restored that farm with a vision of bringing back spirit making to, which, you know, spirit making was really an agricultural activity.
Uh-huh.
And at our distillery in the tasting room, we have a black and white blown up photograph of the Wexford County Sheriff standing next to about 40 or 50 stills.
Oh, okay.
Confiscated from farmers in Michigan. So we're actually not Michigan's first farm distillery. We're just the first legal one.
There you go. All right, then. Now, having you back in here, you've been making the rounds across Michigan, sharing some brand new stories. So let the business community in on the story of Copper Queen.
Well, we are super excited to announce really here, this is really the first media we've done on this project. You know, Sarah and I had raised our family in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Sure.
And we've spent a lot of time in that region, got to know lots of amazing folks there, and spent some time with the folks up in Calumet, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we were approached by a couple folks in the Calumet area to take a look at a whiskey that was originally produced and sold in Calumet prior to Prohibition.
Okay.
Called Copper Queen Whiskey. So, you know, Calumet has an amazing history,
mm-hmm.
right? So I don't know that many people realize that Calumet was within two votes in the Michigan legislature of being the state's capital.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was at the turn of the last century, it was had a population of over 80,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? With 80,000 people, there were breweries and there was a distillery.
Sure.
And one of the whiskeys that was made by a distillery owned by a family called Bianchi was a whiskey called Copper Queen Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And we were approached because of our Upper Peninsula ties to bring this label back. So we did a little research and decided to modernize the label somewhat.
Okay.
And so we actually picked a new queen for Copper Queen.
Okay.
And it's actually a likeness of, it's inspired by the fact that the Calumet Theater had attracted some of the nation's top actresses and performers.
There you go.
And Lillian Russell performed there at the turn of the 1900s.
All right.
And so we put a likeness of the young actresses that were performing at the time with the real hat, photo of the hat that Lillian Russell wore. And the front label of Copper Queen advocates that it is a high-grade whiskey. Because, mm-hmm. you know, at the time, prior to Prohibition, there was a risk in drinking whiskey that you could go blind drunk.
Yeah.
Because there might be a little methanol in the mix.
That's and what
so,
I've heard.
so we kept everything true to the label. It says high-grade, and Copper Queen Whiskey has a likeness of Lillian Russell. And so one of the things that we're really excited about is that proceeds from the sale of this whiskey support the Calumet Theater. So the Calumet Theater is the gem of the Keweenaw Historic Park in Calumet.
Okay.
And we wanted to create a whiskey that was really a postcard sitting in the whiskey cabinets of everybody in Michigan who enjoys a good whiskey to remind them that region and to celebrate the Copper Country.
Sure.
It's a great region to go visit. And now this whiskey really commemorates a time in the past that you can actually go up to that region and experience by going through some of the pubs and some of the historic bars in that region.
All right. So here we are in mid-June. When does that go on sale? Where does that go on sale? And what about the contact information for Ironfish Distilleries?
So if you are traveling through the Upper Peninsula, mm-hmm. I think you're going to find Copper Queen just about everywhere.
All right.
Downstate, yep. As you go into your local liquor retailer, you can ask them to special order it.
Sure.
And our distillery is, again, just located south of Traverse City. We're a family-friendly farm distillery mm-hmm. with a wood-fired pizza oven, music on the weekends. You can learn about us on Facebook or Instagram. And we're distributed all throughout Michigan and in Illinois.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dropping by and sharing the updates on Copper Queen and on Ironfish Distillery today,
well,
Richard.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Once again, Richard Anderson is with Ironfish Distillery, and we'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.